This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Coconut oil may help reduce the risk of heart disease. I did coconut oil for a little bit, and I freaked out because it was so oily. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want it to settle on my, you know, arteries, and I quit. But I got to tell you, it did keep my appetite down, and it is being hailed as a superfood. It is a saturated fat. It's a beauty product, and people just love coconut oil. It sounds all sexy, and it smells good. But it has more saturated fat than butter or lard. And experts have long debated if consuming it is good for you or bad for you. Well, a study conducted by researchers at the University of Cambridge has found that coconut oil may actually lower the risk of heart disease and stroke when you consume it every day for about 4 weeks. It's part of the BBC Two series of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. Professor K.T. Ka and Professor Nita Feroci recruited 94 volunteers between the ages of 50 and 75, none of whom had a history of heart disease or diabetes, and then they split the participants into three groups and each asked to consume 50 grams of either coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil, or unsalted butter every day for 4 weeks. So the scientists were kind of interested in seeing how eating these fats regularly would affect cholesterol levels. And I guess the results were pretty surprising. The butter consumers, the ones that had the unsalted butter, saw a 10% rise in LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. Those who ate olive oil had a reduction in LDL, an increase in HDL, which is the good cholesterol, okay? And those with coconut oil saw the biggest rise in HDL levels, with an average of 15%, leading researchers to think that maybe if coconut oil increases HDL, then that could lower your chance of developing heart disease or stroke. Now, we got to be careful with this because it really depends on people and, you know, their exercise and, you know, maybe they had more sex or maybe, you know, something might have happened that could have skewed the results. Not everybody ate the same or did the same thing. But I got to tell you, this is something that you might be able to test on your own. If you have pretty consistent cholesterol levels and your HDL always seems to be kind of low, which we don't want, and your LDL always kind of seems to be a certain level, and you want to try the coconut oil for 4 weeks and see what a difference it makes, that would tell me something. The only problem is they're only looking at a blood test for LDL and HDL. Are we really seeing deposits along the arteries? I know there's calcium indexes and things that we, you know, we test for and see, but, you know, there's stress tests. There's a variety of heart tests we could do. But, you know, just looking at LDL and HDL, you know, my father had a massive coronary, and his cholesterol wasn't even that bad. So, where I tell people to, you know, hold the phone is, look, you want to eat coconut. You want to have coconut on your food. I think that's great. But to actively take teaspoons, or I think my regimen was 2 tablespoons, and it was thick, and I was like, I just don't know. I just didn't feel right about it. And again, with my insurance, I'm not going to sit there and check my blood work over and over again. So, So HDL and LDL. So cholesterol is made in the liver. It's also made in the muscle, but cholesterol makes LDL. And LDL has to transport the cholesterol that's made in the liver to the tissues. Your body needs cholesterol. The brain needs cholesterol. Cells need cholesterol. Cholesterol is so involved with so many things. That's why your body makes it. Okay? So the average body during caveman days, who we were meat eaters, remember, okay, we're carnivores, we would get a lot of the building blocks for cholesterol and fats and stuff from our meat, okay, yeah, and would get cholesterol as well. But the liver that processes the cholesterol, all right, needs to transport it to the body, and LDL does that. So you need LDL. You need a certain amount of LDL. You have to. Now, if your LDL continues to transport, but you have a lot of LDL, then you have a lot of these troops doing their job, bringing fats out to the tissues. And if the tissue's like, I don't want to dump it over here, I don't need any more of that, dump it over here, all right, that cholesterol starts to pile up and deposit in certain areas. The LDL doesn't know where to drop it off at. Its only job is to drop it off. Now, you could say, well, why doesn't it take it back to the liver? Well, that's not its job. That's HDL's job. HDL, the high-density lipoprotein, their job is to bring the cholesterol back to the liver. Now, if you don't have a lot of it, if you have low HDL, it can't keep up. But if you have high HDL, good HDL levels, that's good. So any cholesterol not needed, it takes it back to the liver to be destroyed and metabolized and then dumped into parts that can be excreted. So with that, the more HDL you have, HDL is kind of like the sanitation department, right? You know, the receptacle, recycling, whatever. You need more HDL. Now, we don't know exactly what gives us more HDL. Is it exercise? Is it olive oil? Is it, you know, good saturated fats? Is it wine? We believe that wine increases HDL. We do. We got to be careful because alcohol does cause cancer, so we can't be too overly zealous when it comes to alcohol. But we know that a good diet, good exercise, but the big thing is good genes increases HDL. And I'll see that. I'll see that in patient families where I'm like, oh my gosh, you all have really good HDL. And then you'll see families that have low HDL. And when you're behind the eight ball, you're behind the eight ball. So if you do have low HDL, is there a pill you could take? Well, some statin medications will raise your HDL. Some can, you know, inadvertently lower HDL, but some statin medications can help increase it. But for the most part, we do not have a medication that'll increase your HDL. We've tried, but doesn't seem to work, or side effects. So, you know, I don't know, but this coconut oil thing, it seems promising. I would just be a little careful. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Pfizer is cutting over 300 jobs as they made a decision to stop research and development into the neuroscience drugs, such as those for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So not only are people losing their jobs, but you and I, who are hoping that a big, brilliant pharmaceutical company like Pfizer is going to come up with a cure for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, they're giving up. They say the move to end the neuroscience discovery program followed an internal review. And the New York-based drug maker said in an email statement, the job reductions are going to primarily affect employees at facilities in Cambridge and Andover in Massachusetts, as well as Groton, Connecticut. Pfizer said it will continue to support tanezumab, which is a pain treatment, that they're in development with Eli Lilly, and a fibromyalgia drug, the fibromyalgia drug Lyrica, which we use for chronic pain. And they will research some neurological drugs for rare diseases. They're also going to start a venture fund committed to neuroscience. Now, Pfizer is expected to make a presentation Monday at the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference in San Francisco, one of the biggest annual meetings, and the drug maker is currently weighing the future of the consumer health division. Maybe there'll be a sale or a spinoff or whatnot. But this idea of we are going to stop Alzheimer's and Parkinson's research is very scary. Okay? If it's not cost effective, if it's too expensive, and according to Gizmodo, that was a quote that they got. I don't know who gave that quote. But too expensive. That's an issue. Pfizer said in a statement, our overall R&D spend remains the same at this time and is at the high end of our industry peers. This is an exercise to reallocate spending across our portfolio to focus on those areas where our pipeline and our scientific expertise is strongest, i.e., if we're not making money on the drugs and we're not getting anywhere, then we need to figure out where to allocate our resources to. So, Gizmodo asked Pfizer how much a company was spending annually on research to combat Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, but Pfizer replied that it doesn't break down its R&D numbers by therapeutic area. You would think somebody would be. I mean, you would think somebody would be monitoring the, you know, going, all right, well, guys, Viagra, we're spending this. Of course somebody monitors it. Somebody is, you know. Obviously, the bean counters are on top of it. But roughly 5.5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's disease, memory loss, cognitive decline, and it's currently the sixth leading cause of death. By 2050, the number is expected to grow to 13.8 million Americans. More than 50,000 Americans each year are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which affects a person's ability to control their body movements. Parkinson's disease is one of the most common neurological diseases as well. The United States spends $259 billion on healthcare expenses related to Alzheimer's disease alone, with Medicare and Medicaid covering about 67% of the money. And a lot of times that still obviously isn't enough. Now, Pfizer, though, does post revenue from what we understand. A lot of money. They do make a lot of money. But they're still going to be laying people off. So, all right, what's going on here? Well, it's a company. Pharmaceutical companies are companies. That's their drive. It's not to make the world a better place. Yes, a lot of people at Pfizer want that, but or any company. Okay, but the primary goal of anybody has to be to stay alive. Even your doctor, you could love your doctor to death. You could love your nurse to death. You could love them so much. And they may say, I am only here for you. That's all I care about. And they'll believe that. But really, the primary goal is to eat. The primary goal is to not get into a car accident. The primary goal is to be able to pay their bills to keep their office open. Even if they aren't mentally thinking about that, that really has to be the primary goal. Same thing with people at pharmaceutical companies. People at pharmaceutical companies, their primary goal is to keep their job. And if profits are going down, somebody loses their job. That's the nature of the beast. And if they don't come up with a huge breakthrough medication that blows away the competitors, that these Obamacare insurance companies will say, yeah, we'll cover, there's no incentive to come up with these new medications. No incentive from a corporate standpoint. There's an incentive for you and I. Somebody has a family member with Parkinson's. I mean, trust me, they want a medication out there. But for the time and the money it takes to make these new medications, especially these neurological ones, no. And, you know, another thing that we have to realize is an older person is most likely going to have Medicare. Years ago, before Obamacare, Medicare was not the best paid insurance. So, internist or a family doc or a neurologist, if they were getting paid by Blue Cross Blue Shield, if they were getting paid by Aetna, they'd be making more money. And so younger patients you'd make more money on than older patients. And this is a reality we have to talk about. Prior to Obamacare, your younger patient, maybe even healthier patient, you would technically make more money on seeing more younger patients. You could see them quicker. They had less issues. You didn't have to deal with Medicare. Medicare could pick and choose what they're going to pay. Medicare could then bundle and say, you know what, pay us back for the urinalysis or pay us back for this part of the treadmill. You should have just been paid globally. So Medicare, having just an all Medicare practice was never lucrative. That was kind of scary. But you had a lot of people out there, as long as they saw the volume, they would be okay. But the private insurances or people with money would be what kept these businesses afloat and doing well. Since Obamacare, you have insurance companies with such high deductibles that doctors, which might have been a good side effect of the ACA, I hate to say that without getting, you know, yelled at, but maybe one positive unintended consequence of the Affordable Care Act is doctors said, well, you know what, at least with Medicare, at least the deductible isn't that high. People had $250 deductibles. People still had deductibles with Medicare, but not like the $12,000 deductibles that we saw with Blue Cross or some of the other ones. So, all right, at least I'll make money. So you didn't see as much of an aversion by the medical community to take new Medicare patients because at least they were getting paid. Now, Medicare, however, is not, you know, the fanciest when it comes to medicine lists. So if a pharmaceutical company is thinking of a medication that they're going to make money on, they're going to want to make sure that it's a medication that, one, will be the go-to drug, okay, like Viagra is. Another, that'll cross a variety of demographics. Not only just, you know, geriatrics, but younger individuals, too, who hopefully have better paying insurance than Medicare. If Medicare decides not to, remember, Medicare has a monopoly on the seniors. So if Medicare decides not to pick your medicine, but pick AstraZeneca's medicine or Eli Lilly or Merck's medication, you as Pfizer can be screwed. You want to know that you have your, you know, your you had your bet. You want to know that at least you have, you know, other insurance companies that will pay for your drug. So when you are primarily creating a drug just for the senior population, you have only one shot, and that's Medicare saying they'll pay for it. If they don't, no. And so the reason why I'm painstakingly explaining this to you guys is as we look at R&D decisions of pharmaceutical companies, if it's a drug that is primarily a senior-targeted drug, they have to hope to God that Medicare will cover it and will be happy to cover it and that the government will be stable and not make changes, etc. And in this very torrential time with health care, okay, no fault of the current administration, just the fault of this whole, you know, crappy bill and the need to fix it, most companies don't know what the heck Medicare is going to do. Plus, the idea that Medicare is losing money. What happened to all the money that you guys put into your, you know, Medicare that should have been for your account? With all the money being taken out of your paychecks, what happened to that? So now that we're being told that funds are going to be depleted, well, because the baby boomers, well, baby boomers were working. I mean, they put money into Medicare. Where's the money? So we don't know what's going to happen. My problem is I want R&D incentivized. And right now, pharmaceutical companies have been de-incentivized. So then the government's going to have to start doing the development. But you see, you need that competition. You need somebody to be the first one out there with the medication. You want, you know, you need that quan and you need that profit to spur things along. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Celebrating my 9th birthday in radio this year. 9 years in radio. Pretty soon I'm going to be going into puberty. I don't know if y'all want to be around that when my show starts to pubertize. I got a lot of producers. Unfortunately, they're all guys who are going to have to be listening to me go through this. You know, women don't want to listen to it either, but women are like, lady, come on, you know, yeah, we've been through this. But, you know, the average guy really doesn't want to see an adult woman re-go through puberty. So, hopefully my guy producers are good. Jason, Scott, Manny, hang in there. Okay, we still got another year or two. But, of my show, the breast buds are forming. Alright? They are forming. And I'm, you know, getting a little hairier. My show's getting a little hairier. And so, just be prepared. I'm sorry, I'm trying to come up with an analogy of me being a 9-year-old broadcast. I can't now because still too young for puberty. It'll come. It'll come. All right, the flu season is here. I think the flu season is here. But medical experts are bracing for it, saying it's going to get worse. The main flu strain that we are seeing for this flu season is the H3N2, which is known to be even deadlier than the swine flu. CDC says the flu is now widespread in about 46 states, although all states have reported flu. National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases and other organizations are calling for the development of a universal vaccine. So, medical experts, even though we have a vaccine for the flu shot, we have to keep changing it every year. Okay, people want one shot that'll just cover us, just like pneumonia or meningitis. All right? Medical experts in the United States are worried that this is going to be very, very lethal. I was on KBC on Doug McIntyre in the morning, Leanne Tweeden, and we were talking about how already this year, 27 people have died in California, and last year only 3 people had died up until this point. So we're looking at 9 times the number of people dying thus far this year in California alone. They asked, why is California so bad? Well, again, California is more populous, so when stuff is going to happen, we're going to hear more about it in California, New York, etc. But we're all at risk no matter where we live. So H3N2 is worse than the swine flu, we're being told, back from 2009. Swine flu, all right, made headlines. It had infected about 51,000 people in Australia. And I guess H3N2 sickened over 215,000. In Australia, the flu shot was only 10% effective, which means for us, not going to be very effective this year. We talked about how probably we're at about maybe a 30% effectivity rate with it, and a good season is about 60%. So that could be an issue. So CDC is trying to do a collaborative study with global health partners to try to address the situation and make it a global priority. Arizona flu cases have been up by more than 758% over this time last year. Widespread in 46 states, including California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia as of December 30th. To make matters worse, again, they said the flu strain or the flu vaccine is not going to be very effective. So, emergency rooms are getting overcrowded. Apparently, they say this is a little ironic because there was a global influenza pandemic back in 1918. Known as the Spanish flu. The worldwide outbreak infected an estimated 500 million people, nearly a third of the planet's population then, killed between 50 million and 100 million victims. More than 25% of the U.S. population had been sickened, and 675,000 people died. Now, we're not calling this a pandemic. We're not going to relate this back to 1918, but we bring it up to remind people that we're not supposed to be blowing this sucker off. Now, each year, 5 to 20% of the U.S. population contracts the flu. Tens of thousands are hospitalized, and they say anywhere from 3,000 to 49,000 Americans can die from flu-related illness. And what is the most common illness that's flu-related that you die from? Pneumonia. Young children, the elderly, chronically ill, pregnant women, most vulnerable. CDC estimates that the flu costs the United States $10.4 billion a year in direct medical expenses and another $16.3 billion in lost earnings annually. Now, we have a flu vaccine. That's something we didn't have back in 1918. So we have a flu vaccine. How many people get it? Not a lot. Okay? Not as many people as we should. Well, Dahlia, if it's only, you know, maybe 10 or 30% effective, why should I waste my time? Because it's still 10 to 30% effective. Okay? You just never know. And when you do get the flu, we've talked about this many times, you feel like a truck ran over you. You get your symptoms fast. Fever, body aches, you don't want to get out of bed. And a vaccine against the flu may work. It may actually lessen the severity of the flu, or it may not work at all. Some people ask, well, why would a flu shot not work? Well, because, yes, we're looking at the H3N2 virus strain, but, you know, things in nature mutate, okay? I mean, they, you know, and, you know, sometimes your body's immune system may be ready, but it may not be ready in full force. Maybe you've been eating like crap. Maybe you haven't gotten a lot of sleep. Maybe, you know, see, look at this. You know, we just came from Christmas time, and then we just came from New Year's. How many of you guys, you know, ate really, really well? your vegetables every day and you're exercising and you avoided alcohol and you slept well. Now, some people have asked, well, why would avoiding alcohol have anything to do with you being sick? Well, when you drink alcohol, you don't really hydrate well. Alcohol can dehydrate you. Many times you swap good calories for the bad alcohol calories. So, I think alcohol does suppress your immune system, absolutely. So we start seeing a lot of people in January start getting sick, and then flu season really peaks end of January, early February. So what does the CDC and what does everybody want? What's a universal flu vaccine? Well, universal flu vaccine is supposed to be a flexible vaccine where a single injection would protect against all known and emerging influenza A strains and last a lifetime. Maybe you need a booster, but for the most part, it would be ideal if it lasts a lifetime. That's according to Peter Police, a microbiologist at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, New York. More modest proposals envisioning a one-shot vaccine that would protect against getting the flu for anywhere from 3 to 20 years. Ideally, a non-booster universal vaccine would be better because then you could go to communities that don't have a lot of health care, give everybody their one shot, and don't have to worry about follow-up. You know, telling them to come back in 3 years or 20 years, most people forget. I need my IUD changed out in a year. Do you think I'm going to remember? No. Police's laboratory is one of three different research groups at Mount Sinai exploring a universal flu vaccine and one of numerous efforts underway. So NIH, some biotech firms, academia, some pharmaceutical companies are supporting universal vaccine research, GlaxoSmithKline, Janssen, a division of Johnson & Johnson, and Sanofi. So right now, where are we at with the universal flu vaccine? Well, they say it's in the first phase of testing in humans with support from GlaxoSmithKline and the Gates Foundation. So because of the changes of the influenza virus with the hemagglutinin and A, which are the little kind of proteins on the outer surface, the immune response only recognizes certain antigens. So we need to find this head and stalk, which is kind of what it looks like, and we need to find something that's a little bit more of a fit where it is just enough to enhance the immune system. But you also want to be careful because you don't want the immune system fighting everything. So their vaccine is called RabiFlu. It's based on a premise that if you take a naturally occurring wild type of flu virus and modify it to infect the human body, but don't allow it to replicate and cause illness, that can then hopefully trigger enough of an immune system. So this FluGen is another universal vaccine that's backed by the government, so they're working on that. FluGen announced it was awarded $14.4 million by the Department of Defense to conduct these challenge trials using RabiFlu. These names are a little ridiculous. There's also the Human Vaccines Project. That's a New York-based nonprofit consortium that's also trying to launch a universal influenza vaccine. So they're working on it. Doesn't mean they're going to have it. Doesn't mean it's going to be effective. But they're working on it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of us are scared of cancer, okay? Don't be. You get cancer, catch it early, knock it out of the ballpark, okay? 1 in 2 people get some form of cancer. We can't be freaked out that we'll get cancer. How I approach it is if we do get it or when we get it, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. But I'm lying through my teeth. I am scared of one cancer, and that's melanoma. And I'm so scared that I'm going to have a melanoma on the bottom of my butt that nobody sees, because I don't really let anybody near my butt. And, well, I've had colonoscopies, but I don't think he's checking for melanoma. And I'm so worried that I'm going to have one there that bruise, and then I'll have one of the deadliest cancers out there. So I apologize. I know I try to act like I'm tough and I'm not scared, but, you know, I am. I'm scared. Well, they say patients who have melanoma, who are receiving immunotherapy, but also take a beta blocker, which we use for a blood pressure medicine, for blood pressure treatment, lived longer than patients who just received immunotherapy alone. Now, in a follow-up experiment with mice, they saw the same results. So Todd Schell, a professor of microbiology and immunology at Penn State College of Medicine, says because beta blockers are already widely available, this may be a simple way for physicians to treat their patients. The type of beta blocker that we found to be effective were the pan beta blockers. Okay, many get like a beta selective blocker, or they're not, you know, but this is the type of beta blocker that seems to be able to do, depending on the, your beta agonists help increase heart contractility and, lung function, and, your beta agonists will be like, for example, your albuterol inhaler. A beta blocker has to be selective because we don't want it to affect the lungs. We want you still being able to breathe. But we wanted to decrease the punch that the heart has when it beats so that it helps lower pressure. We also want to lower the rate. So some beta blockers are selective. Well, they found patients with metastatic melanoma, or melanoma that obviously spreads to other parts of the body, usually have a poor prognosis. And immunotherapy will help their body fight the immune system. But they found that with this blood pressure medication, they may have better outcomes while on the immunotherapies. Beta blockers slow our heart rhythm, but they can also affect the immune cells and improve immune function. So they wanted to see if there would be a correlation between beta blockers that patients were taking for another condition and their response to the immunotherapy. So in the studies developed by Kathleen Kokolas, a postdoctoral fellow, the researchers analyzed data from 195 metastatic melanoma patients who were treated with immunotherapy between 2000 and 2015, 62 of which were also taking beta blockers. And they looked at the ones taking the beta, one selective, the pan beta blockers, or no beta blockers. There was a little difference in how long patients taking the beta ones or the no beta blockers lived, meaning the pan beta blockers seemed to be the biggest, you know, have the best effect. 5 years after immunotherapy, about 70% of patients receiving pan beta blockers were still alive, versus about 25% of those taking beta 1 selective blockers or none at all. So then they were like, well, boy, let's explain the results. Now let's try it in mice. So they did a parallel experiment in mice, because again, the first one wasn't people. They treated the mice with immunotherapy, the pan beta blocker, and they found that propranolol significantly delayed tumor growth and increased survival when combined with immunotherapy. So the older school type of, by the way, some of you take propranolol for headaches. They seem to do better. So what does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, maybe whenever you have cancer, you don't have to stop all the medication and freak out. Maybe you can, you know, still take some of your other medications, and it may actually enhance the medication as well. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Stephen Hawking turned 76 today. And what's so newsworthy about that is, one, he's a famed physicist, but also he has ALS. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and he wasn't diagnosed late. He was diagnosed at age 21. How has he lived this long? Well, it definitely has startled, you know, many medical experts. And it's a definite mystery. As he continues to explore the mysteries of the universe, doctors are exploring, you know, how he's lived this long. According to the ALS Association, only half of people affected with ALS live at least 3 or more years after the diagnosis. Just 20% live more than 5 years, and 10% make it above 10 years. For Hawking, he is living 52 years beyond his first diagnosis. Now, it's been difficult. He's been confined to a motorized wheelchair. Can't use most of his muscles. Lost the ability to speak. He communicates with the computer system. Scientific American spoke with Leo McCluskey, associate professor of neurology and medical director of ACLS, back in 2012, who explained that Stephen Hawking is truly an oddity. ALS is a progressive neurodegenerative disease, so it destroys nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. You slowly lose motor function, still keep your cognitive function, but you can't move. Then eventually you die from respiratory failure because you can't move your lungs, your diaphragm muscles to help you breathe. You get malnourished, dehydrated because you can't swallow. And so it's not an easy disease. Alright, you know, happy birthday, Stephen Hawking, but wow, you know, why has he lived this long? Maybe, you know, maybe again because he's, you know, had the motorized wheelchair and they've been able to still keep his lungs working, and, but it's, not an easy disease. We still need more research. The Ice Bucket Challenge helped infuse millions of dollars into research, but we still need more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also need to make more body parts, and scientists have figured out how to make muscles from scratch. Apparently, a biological engineer at Duke, Dr. Nedad Bursak, came close to making muscles back in 2015 when his lab grew the first functional human skeletal muscle in culture. Remember, we talked about that. But it has to be functional. Like muscle fibers in your bicep, it has to contract, it has to generate forces, and it has to respond to the electrical pulses from the brain, and even chemical. So to produce a tissue, the researchers had to isolate their starting materials from pea-sized globs of muscle that they sliced from human test subjects. The lab was, in effect, growing muscle from muscle, which was huge. Significant accomplishment. But biopsied cells don't proliferate well in the lab. So trying to grow muscle from somebody else's muscle gave them an inconsistent supply. And, you know, how many people are going to donate muscle? So they need to make this from scratch. They need to figure out how to make muscle fibers from scratch. So now Bursak and his team have done that. In the latest issue of Nature Communications, the researchers described for the first time how to transform skin cells into functioning human muscle. They say this method will make it easier than ever for researchers to study muscle and muscle-based therapies, and could one day form a basis for stem cell and transplantation therapies. So they use these pluripotent stem cells derived from human skin cells that they could genetically program to express large quantities of a protein called PAX7. They could reprogram the single stem cell into what's known as a myogenic progenitor cell, or a cell that under the right conditions will mature into a muscle cell. Myo meaning muscle, genic meaning producing. So these cells are small. To make a fiber, you need a lot of them. A muscle fiber needs a lot. So they say it takes Dr. Bursak's team about 5 weeks to convert a single stem cell into about 1,000 myogenic progenitors, and then you can make millions or even billions of cells. So they have to load the progenitor cells into a cylindrical scaffold of gel made of fibrin, which helps your blood clot. It gives the cells a surface on which to align, complete the transportation and then transformation, and start making bundles of muscle fiber. And then they have to transplant the muscle into adult mice, let's say, and through small glass windows implanted in the mice's back, researchers were able to watch the tissues not only survive but integrate with other muscles. So the muscles were alive and active. And they hypothesized that these could even self-repair. So lab-grown fibers have developed a special reservoir of cells that the muscles can draw on to regenerate after exercise or injury. So whenever you guys exercise a lot and then you feel sore, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sore, I just did a really bad workout, well, your muscles tore, and they need to regenerate. So muscles need to be able to regenerate themselves. So this is super cool. Just a long way out for your eye to, you know, implant them into our butts. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May this supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
If you suck your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.